The latest information from Statistics South Africa, released on the 4th of June, paints the story of a South African economy that is somewhat stuck. The revised GDP growth figure for the fourth quarter of 2023 was marginal at 0.3%, with the first quarter of this year showing a contraction of 0.2%. And with it being election year, not just for South Africa, but for so many sovereign nations around the globe, economic growth and the importance of job creation amidst these uncertain times is a key focus area. And in South Africa, one of the sectors that can contribute to that growth is the franchise sector. According to the Franchise Association of South Africa, the sector generated turnover of 999 billion rand in 2023, a 23% increase over 2022's 734 billion. This equates to 15% of the total GDP of South Africa. Today, we are talking to Richard Mkhybe, co-founder and CEO of Cash Converters Southern Africa, about the resilience of franchises in a fluctuating economic environment and the specifics of what uniquely positions Cash Converters as a business for every economic cycle. Welcome, Richard. My first question: Cash Converters has had such a long history, coinciding with South Africa's democratic journey, as you co-founded the master franchise in the region in 1994 already. Now, during these 3 decades, there have been many economic ups and downs. And what has Cash Converters' track record and resilience looked like during this period? Has it adapted and thrived?
Jeanette, thank you very much for the question and the opportunity. And hello and welcome to all the listeners on this podcast. Yes, I think the short answer to your question is Cash Converters has adapted and thrived. We've lived through 3 decades of different economic cycles in South Africa specifically, and in fact in Southern Africa, because we are represented in Namibia as well. So, as you probably know, this is an international business, an international franchise that comes out of Western Australia. Perth in Australia was established there in 1984. So the brand itself worldwide is roughly about 40 years old this year. In South Africa, 30 years old. And we're very proud to be celebrating our 30th birthday with our 30th birthday, the dawn of democracy. And in that period of time, we've had significant growth at the beginning of the journey. Over the last 10-odd years, our country has suffered quite dramatically in the context of economic growth. In fact, as you've just said, we have not grown as a country. But fortunately, the cash converter business model is resilient. We've adapted. We've added products and services to our model. As you well know, it's a franchise business as well. So the IP gets updated and improved and adjusted as we go through this process. In fact, interestingly enough, I opened the first store in Paro in the Cape way back in 94, and that store is still trading today, albeit in a different shopping center just up the road. But that was opened with old blue Croxley invoice books, triplicate paper, and the blue carbon paper with a big pen. And in the context of adaption and the like, we now run a very sophisticated IT platform in the web, single view of a consumer across all of our stores, all of our products, with over 2 million consumers on there. We have the capacity to transfer money from one bank account to another in real time. And these are the type of fundamental changes that we've adapted over the years, and fundamentally still providing the buying and selling of secondhand household goods and money lending, but doing it in a different manner, doing it at scale, doing it at volume, and doing it in real time. So it's been a fascinating journey in the context of how the business has grown. There are just under 100 stores in Southern Africa now. We've opened our first store in Nigeria last year, and the business continues to grow. We're very proud. Our retail business, which is focused on recycle, repurpose, reuse, is pretty mainstream now. We're proud of the fact that we're able to grow double digits year on year on year. Last year, our retail business was up 16% on the previous year, and this year we're matching those type of numbers. And within an economy, as you described at the front end, the demand for access to short-term cash is significant, and our money lending business continues to grow and grow in figures that start in the 20% annual growth. So So yes, Jeanette, we're very fortunate. We've adapted, we've thrived, and we're going to be celebrating our 30th birthday bash this year in September, where in fact all the franchisors from cash converters around the world are descending on South Africa and Sandton specifically, and we're having a 3-day party to celebrate our resilience and our birthday.
That does sound like, it's 30 years of definitely of growth and resilience. But I've mentioned some numbers at the start of this interview, but why do you believe franchising is a fantastic way to contribute to growing the South African economy?
Well, to answer that question, let's just see what franchising is all about. It really is a business model that, at a simplistic level, allows you to distribute goods and/or services. The nub of it is that there are two parties involved in the process. One is called the franchisor, and that entity is responsible for creating this proven business model and the creation and of the brand, which the franchisee then uses that proven business model as their recipe to run their particular business and the right to use the brand. The brand clearly brings the customers and the knowledge and the know-how of that particular brand in that industry, and allows the individual franchisee to get going quicker with the recipe. So the model of franchising is ideally set up for small businesses, small business people who are wanting to get into their own business, but not by their own or not on their own. And they are then taking this route map or this recipe from the franchisor and implementing that to effectively lower risk of failure and increase the opportunity in terms of profitability. So it's a very empowering business model. As you said at the front end over here, the franchise sector contributes roughly 15% of the GDP of our country. And if you look at the epitome of consumerism, the example over there would be the American economy. I think the number is closer to 40%. So, what this does and what this allows, the franchisor's responsibility in this partnership is to ensure sustainability and growth. And in the context of sustainability, they need to be able to understand, look forward 3, 5, 7 years, understanding what the market's going to do and adapt to circumstances so that they can change their business model to those particular business cycles during whatever time might, during times where they need to change it. So maybe just to give you an example in the cash converter business, during the early 2000s, you will recall our economy has been doing really well. And we were struggling effectively to buy product. And what we did in that context was pop over to Australia and New Zealand and see how they were dealing with it. And their answer to the problem was to expand the product set that we had. So we added the purchasing and selling of furniture and white goods to what our model was previously and didn't have that. That allowed us to get through that cycle. And then when you ended up in the global economic crisis just post 2008, the market had changed dramatically. And that's when we added the money lending side of the business into our business. So the franchisor's responsibility is to continuously analyze their business model and adapt it to the circumstance and the economy at that point in time. And as a consequence, this really allows significant growth as well from the perspective of a concept. So, as an example, if we'd opened all 100 stores ourselves, that type of investment we would have had to have is anywhere between 400 and 500 million rand. Though, if the franchisee is coming in to do that, he's providing the money, he's providing his input, his work, and the like in the process. We're providing the IP, the backup, all the support infrastructure to make that individual successful. And in that way, businesses can grow faster, and we can get more and more small business people into business, which is exactly what we need in our country at the moment. We need to find a way of getting more and more small business people into business, and the franchising model per se, whether you're talking about cash converters or a quick service restaurant or a service business of any nature, is really a business model that is right for the times.
So if we look, you've mentioned some numbers, just under 100 stores and your first one in Nigeria, et cetera. Would it be possible to provide some job creation numbers? On average, how many jobs are created with every store opened?
Sure, with pleasure. So the average cash converter store we're opening these days is roughly 250 square meters. The businesses are retail businesses, so they generally operate 7 days a week. It kind of requires around about 10 to 12 staff members per store. And so every one of our businesses, generally speaking, will add that amount of staff members to it. And as you well know, the South African stat is around about 5 to 6 people supported from every person that has a job. So, you know, we're feeding 60 odd people every store that we open. And also, as the stores mature over a period of time, so they tend to get bigger in footprint and require more staff. And some of our bigger stores have doubled that 20 to 25 staff members. So, yes, we have a group now of roughly around about 1,500 members of staff in Storeland. And from a franchisor point of view, our franchisor numbers are just under 110 staff supporting that network.
So, as the franchisor, you've mentioned that when you look, 5 to 7 years into the future, you're trying to see what could possibly happen in the economy, and you adapt what is offered then to the franchisee. So, I'm putting you a bit on the spot here, but is there something, some trends that you can currently see that, as a franchisor, you are preparing for, so that if I have a cash converters franchise, I know I'm prepared for the future that we're moving into?
Yes, Jeanette, we do. And I'll divide it into two aspects. First of all, our retail business and then our money lending business. So, from a retail side of things, cash converters' unique selling point effectively over the years has become really well known for recycle, repurpose, reuse, and the circular economy. And you know, we've been doing this for 30 or 40 years around the world, and suddenly it's become quite mainstream. I read an article the other day of a shopping center that's opened in Sweden that only sell second-hand product across a range of different things. So the tenants that take up occupancy in that shopping center need to be in that circular economy. And this is how mainstream it's become. So it's no longer considered to be kind of on the side and secondary and maybe dark and dingy and cluttered and that type of stuff. You know, cash converters in a mainstream retailer, and you shouldn't feel at all uncomfortable buying and selling in that environment, because I've always wondered why people would want to pay 100 rand for something when they can buy the exact same thing secondhand for 50 rand in an environment that's professionally shop fitted with professional staff who are trained and 6 month guarantees. So we're really focusing quite heavily on getting our retail offering to hum really well. One of the things that we've done over there is that we've added a web shop to the process. And you can now buy anything we have in our store from the comfort, literally, of your couch at home, any one of the 100-odd stores around the country. That can be fulfilled instantaneously and delivered to you tomorrow. So that is one of the aspects. And we're getting this type of guidance from our colleagues around the world. Interestingly enough, cash converters in Spain now does around about a third of their turnover digitally. Whereas prior to COVID, we did zero digitally and it was all bricks and mortar. And what we're finding is that the combination between digital and bricks and mortar is really quite synergistic. That's one aspect in our retail environment. The other one is that we've started a journey to becoming the country's biggest second-hand jewelry business. And that has come effectively both from Australia and cash converters in the UK, where jewelry is a big focus in their business. And we're able to take secondhand jewelry, refurbish it, and put it back in store as new, and effectively sell that also roughly around about half the price you'd expect it to pay for it in a new environment. So that talks a little bit about the retail side of the business and what we're trying to do there. And then when it comes to the money lending side of the business, there are a couple of aspects that we're looking at there. First of all, we're just about to launch a sophisticated new unsecured money lending product that will talk to much more flexible ability for our consumers to raise cash quickly from our environment. And we're also then looking to enable the ability to pay not only in folding money, but on a Visa smart card instantaneously off our applications. So that's one aspect of the unsecured side of things. And then on the secured side of things, we're looking to add a range of different loan products that extend past the maximums that we're doing at the moment. So right now we can lend up to about 20,000 rand, and we think that there's a market to increase those individual loans to up to 100,000 rand. So we're working on a product to launch during the course of this year where we will do that. And then maybe just the last thing to wrap up in terms of innovation that we're bringing to the market. We're effectively a business to consumer business, but we see that there's a massive demand from the market to service small businesses in the context of short-term loans as well. So we're working on a product over there where we'd be able to fund short-term businesses for working capital requirements effectively in the short term. So those are a few ideas we've got and we're busy working on.
Definitely an interesting and developing recipe, the cash converters one. So yes, the 2023 Franchisor Survey of South Africa shows that there are more than 800 franchised systems in the country and over 70,000 franchisees and a total workforce of more than 500,000, embracing the circular economy and, very interestingly, also providing new and innovative financial lending options. Cash Converters is definitely providing an excellent option for small and medium business people who want to contribute to growing South Africa's economy. And that was Richard McIber, co-founder and CEO of Cash Converters Southern Africa.